Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now we come to another stage of the story. We are entering into chapter 2, section 1, and mantra number 16. A person called Balaki, he comes from, he belongs to Gargya Gotra, a family line of Garga Rishi. Therefore, he is also known as Gargya. He came to a great king, Ajatashatru. Ajatashatru was like King Janaka, well known for his spiritual enlightenment. And he receives instructions from the king. And in the course of these communications with the king, we come to this stage where he wants to know what happens to the person when he is in deep sleep. In order to lead Gargya to enlightenment, King Ajatashatru brought him to a person who was in deep sleep, giving kind of a practical lesson and pointing his finger to the sleeping person. He says, Sahovacha Ajatashatru Yatraisha etat supto bhut ya esha vijnanamaya purushah vaisha tada bhut kuta etadaga aditi taduha na mene gargya. When this person was in deep sleep, where was the vijnanamaya purushah? And on waking, whence did the Purusha come back? In other words, where do you go when you go to sleep? And where from do you come back? Do you come back when you wake up? Watch your footsteps. Mark down the footprints. Vijnanamaya Purusha. Vijnana means consciousness. All your experiences are miracle of consciousness. Not a tiny bit of experience can be without consciousness. So your life is consciousness constantly exploding in so many directions. In waking state, you are conscious of your senses, conscious of your imaginations and feelings. You are conscious of your thoughts, your rationality. You are conscious of your ego. All that go together in a big mass. That's called waking state. Now, as you are sleeping, that consciousness is being withdrawn. You are no longer conscious of the senses. No longer conscious of the mind and its imaginations. Not even conscious of your thoughts. All have been withdrawn. In deep sleep, you are stripped of all. What happens then? How is it that any moment you go into deep sleep and the entire burden of the world goes away from you as if it never existed, until you wake up and start calculating, when was the world created? How long will it take for the world to be finished? And how long am I going to live to watch this? And enormous problems you begin to face through your mind, through your intellect. All aspects of your personality buzz with activity. The Upanishad points out, look at the miracle. You, in sleep, you had withdrawn all that drama. And waking, that consciousness explodes. It explodes in illusion. The sun is one, but when there are lots of pots of water, that one sun has exploded into countless suns. The shining object is one, but if there are thousands and millions of glass pieces, that one sun explodes into countless shining illuminations. Did the sun go there? Sun is always the same. We create an allegorical expression, as if the sun has marched into this world of multiplicity through the mind, intellect, senses. Each time when you go to sleep, sun withdraws this march, moves away from senses, moves away from mind, moves away from intellect, from ego, and completely immerses in his own light. But sleep does not give you enlightenment, because ignorance that causes this phenomenon, that ignorance has not been destroyed. But at the same time, sleep gives you sufficient basis for gaining an insight into, I am not the body, I am not the mind, an insight into non-duality. The world of multiplicity doesn't exist. Countless suns do not exist. Countless illuminations created by the sun do not exist. Sun alone exists. Likewise, countless souls with countless names and forms, animals, birds, tigers, wolves, bears, human beings, all do not exist. There is the sun, the absolute self, that alone exists. And looking at any reflected sun, you can say, this is the sun. Looking at any human being, any living being, the soul is the person or living being is nothing but the absolute. But when you tell to an animal, you don't get much success. So therefore, teaching is confined to human beings. You can have all types of communications with animals. And you can even give them the Shuddhosi Buddhosi, sing Vedantic songs, because you are communicating with them through feeling. But as a human being, your intellect is being worked upon in a very dynamic way. Human embodiment, therefore, is well suited for attaining liberation. And liberation is, again, as I have explained, is regaining your identity. Ajatasatru said, when this Purusha sleeps, the soul is called Purusha. Human personality is called Puri, a city. Your eyes, ears, etc., like the windows and gates. The whole body like a city. In that city, the soul finds the deepest level, the heart, where it is ever at rest. When this Purusha sleeps, now in the sleep state, the Vijnanamaya Purusha, Vijnanamaya means consciousness itself, by his very knowledge, draws into himself the knowledge pertaining to the pranas. Pranas here relating to all the senses, mind, intellect, ego. All that knowledge, all the rays are withdrawn. If that happens, then they say, this Purusha is sleeping. In English they say sleeping, not in Sanskrit. Sanskrit they say swapiti. Swa-self. Purusha has come to himself. He was exploding. Now he has come to himself. In that state, all these senses The light that was shining through them has become withdrawn. Just as a great king, taking his people, moves about in his country as he pleases, so also in this case, taking the pranas, he moves about in his own body according to his sweet will. That happens in dream. When you start moving towards sleep and consciousness is being withdrawn from your senses, withdrawn from your many aspects of your personality, but not completely withdrawn into the heart, then what happens? Dreams arise. There this great king creates the whole world and moves around according to his own sweet will. In other words, your experiences that occur just through your mind, all those experiences are display of consciousness, pure awareness. It's like you look into a lake and see so many things reflected in it. Reflections create a tremendous drama. But what it is all? Nothing but the lake. So all experiences occurring in and through your mind are not realities. They are reflections of consciousness. And when you sleep, the reflections have been as if withdrawn. As if. Because reflections didn't have any reality. Again, when he falls into deep sleep, and when he knows nothing whatsoever, now coming to the experience of profound sleep, having come through 72,000 nadis called hita, which extend from the heart to puritat, he rests in puritat. Let me explain this point now. Movement, entering into sleep, creates a great drama. Pranas that are constantly operating along with the functions of the senses. Those pranas are being withdrawn. Pranas move through subtle channels. They are not nerves, but at times people may call them nerves. They are called nadis. Those subtle channels, there is one word is called hita, hita nadi. 72,000 nadis blend into a channel, hita. And movement goes through that hita nadi to puri tat. Puri tat, puri means city, tat is that, Brahman. That means the heart, the mystic heart. Moving from relative consciousness to profound consciousness, there is hita nadi. First, all these nadis must begin to operate in a special way, allowing the soul to withdraw itself from countless innumerable things of the world, withdraw from all thoughts of the world. And that withdrawal happens as 72,000 nadis conduct a process. In a simple way, there is a kind of relaxation develops in a moment when you sleep. But if you study it scientifically, you have to count 72,000 nadis. Hita nadi. Now if you become, you're entering into the depth of your heart, and that's known as puritat. Otherwise, from your heart to your mind, there is a distance. The distance has to be covered by a subtle mystic process. So each time you go to sleep, you have gone into puritat, deep, close to God, close to Brahman, but with a veil of ignorance that separates. Just like you can carry a whole plastic bag of water, muddy water, and polluted water, and put into the Ganges, and look into it. The water in the plastic bag and water in the Ganges seem to have become one. But when you take the bag out, it contains its own limitations. Limitations never break. Sleep does that from allegorical point of view. And while it does that, even though you do not melt in Brahman, in practical point of view, it recharges you. There's very close conjunction, even though you are not actually blending with God, has recharged your body, mind, your nervous system in a special way. Day by day, everyone has to go to the Divine Mother, Nidra Devi. And without that Devi's blessings, life will be useless. Nidra Devi goes on holding you in her arms, bringing you close to God. She is very patient until you begin to wake up through spiritual teachings. But you have to wake up because that's your reality. Swapiti, there you go and become one with your essential nature. But again and again you continue to come back. By enlightenment you realize you are always there. You are always Brahman. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.